TD Summer Reading Club 2026, School Age Notebook. Cover, Producer's Note. On the cover, there is a fun and bright underwater scene filled with many curious creatures, a forest of seaweed, and kids swimming all the way down to the seafloor. Small fish and shrimp swim in the background as streams of bubbles float by. Near the surface, a child with brown hair wearing a green and black wetsuit, green flippers, and a full-face diving mask peers at a pink shrimp. Beside them, a giant blue octopus is reading a book that it holds in one of its arms, while a small pink axolotl reads along. Deeper below, a friendly young green sea monster with black fins and webbed feet shows a page of a book to a smiling great white shark. Close by, a mermaid with pink hair, a purple scaled tail, and wearing round glasses dives downward, watching the action. Below her, a child with black hair in a full-body diver suit walks along the seafloor. The child shines a flashlight that reveals a shocked hermit crab with its arms up, standing atop a closed treasure chest hiding within the corals. Text. Welcome to the 2026 TD Summer Reading Club. This summer, dive into adventure. This notebook belongs to... Producer's Note. There is a blank line for you to write your name. Text. Producer's Note. There is a drawing here. It shows the young child in the diver's suit standing at the bottom of the ocean, sharing a book with two yellow seahorses. The seahorses read intently as they float over the child's shoulder. The purple and pink mermaid with glasses floats nearby, reading her own book. Sitting on the ocean floor, an orange frog wearing a purple shirt and green pants listens to an audiobook through corded headphones that attach to a smartphone. A bright yellow moray eel happily reads on an e-reader that floats in front of its face. Beside the eel, a small shrimp reads a book that is propped open in the sand. Text. Downloadable versions of this notebook are available in e-text, open dyslexic font, audio, and braille. Need more info? Ask library staff, scan the QR code, or check out tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/accessibility. That's spelled tdsummerclub.ca/about-the-club/accessibility. Producer's Note. There is a QR code on the page that takes you to that website. Next to the QR code, there is an illustration of a child with braids that have blue beads at the ends, sitting in a wheelchair. Smiling, she holds open a brown scroll of parchment that shows a big letter T. Text. The TD Summer Reading Club is a national bilingual program co-created and delivered by over 2,200 public libraries across Canada. Developed by the Toronto Public Library, in partnership with Library and Archives Canada, title sponsor, TD. Artwork by Andrew Kolb. Make a splash online. Check out activities, jokes, trivia, and more. tdsummerreadingclub.ca. That's spelled tdsummerreadingclub.ca. My online username is... Producer's Note. There is a blank line for you to write your online username. Text. Tip. Choose a username that does not include any kind of real name. Need some ideas? Create a combination of some of the words below. Anemone, sandy, wavy, shimmer, axolotl, jellyfish, squishy, eel, electric, spike, crab, squid, surfer, dolphin, aqua, swirl, splash, dazzling, bloop, kelp, narwhal, star, sparkle, rainbow, iridescent, infinite, captain, coral. Producer's note: there is an illustration of a yellow pelican in a motorboat wearing a brown fedora and a yellow plaid jacket. The pelican reels in a message in a bottle on its fishing rod. Beneath the illustration, there is encircled text that says, "Stick or write your web access code here," with a blank dotted line for you to write or stick your web access code. Text. Get your grown-ups in on the club. When you create an account for yourself, have your parents or caregivers join too. A linked parent account can help you in case you forget your password. Ask a parent or caregiver to scan the QR code to learn more. Producer's note: there is a QR code on the page that takes you to a page to learn more about linking your parents' account. Beneath the QR code, there is an illustration of a pink axolotl typing on a laptop. On the back of the laptop, there is the capital letter I. Text. Steam. Producer's note: the ruins of ancient Greek columns and arches are standing underwater and form the letters of the word steam. A child piloting a mini submarine shines the headlights on the ruins. Text. Can water act as a magnifying glass? Use a small piece of clear plastic, a transparent sheet or plastic sandwich bag can work, and put it on top of the words below. With your finger, carefully place a droplet of water on the plastic. Lift the plastic and move it around. What do you notice? Producer's note: the text of the font of this sentence starts off small and gets bigger and bigger as the sentence goes along. Text. These teeny tiny letters might look much bigger. Producer's note: a brown walrus wearing a dark blue bandana with thin black stripes looks through a telescope. The walrus also holds a map in its left flipper. There is a purple speech bubble coming out of the parchment that says, "Try this out on other water-friendly surfaces and see how much detail you can uncover." Text. Listen carefully next time it rains. What kind of sounds can you hear as the rain hits different surfaces? Think of a descriptive word for the sound of rain on pavement, dirt or grass, glass, metal, puddles. Producer's note: next to each of those words, there is a blank line for you to write a descriptive word for the sound of rain on each surface. Text. Producer's note: there is a drawing of an orange frog wearing a purple sweater and green pants sitting down. The smiling frog listens to an audio track on a tablet through the wireless headphones it wears on its head. On the back of the tablet, there is the capital letter A. A blue speech bubble over the frog's head says, "Try this with varying intensities. A soft rain versus a downpour will give you very different results." Text. Friends in need. I was on my way to the library when a small crab strolled into my path. He gave me a little claw wave and cleared his throat. I was stunned when the crab started to speak. "Sorry to bother you," he began, "but my friends and I need your help." He pulled out a scroll. What happens next? Write or draw how you imagine this story will continue. Producer's note: a panicked red hermit crab with a gray shell on its back raises its claws above its head. There is blue blank space on this page for you to write or draw the rest of the story. Text. For more story starters and silly stories, check out tdsummerreadingclub.ca/stuff-to-do. That's spelled tdsummerreadingclub.ca/stuff-to-do. Crack the Kraken's code. A message in a bottle just washed up on shore, but it's written in code. Can you solve the riddle? Spot half of me in the sky, the other in a lake. If my arms had hands, we'd need many a shake. I might seem delicate, but I'm as tough as they go. Cut part of me off, and I just regrow. What am I? Producer's note. There are two rows of four circles that feature illustrations from throughout this book. There are blank lines above each of the circles to write the letter that corresponds to each illustration. Fill out the blank spaces to spell out the answer to the riddle. The first row's images are the black-haired boy with the smartphone, the girl in the wheelchair holding a parchment scroll, the orange frog with headphones holding a tablet, the beluga whale taking a selfie. The second row's images are the alligator in the striped sweater, the pink axolotl using a laptop, the black-haired boy with a smartphone, the pink-haired surfing girl. Text. Find the images above hidden throughout this notebook. Each hidden image includes a secret letter. Match the letters to answer the riddle. Answer? Starfish. Book recommendations. Producer's note. There is a green and yellow alligator wearing a purple and orange striped sweater, white pants, and red sneakers. The alligator walks with a book in its hands. On the cover of the book is the letter F. Text. Check out tdsummerreadingclub.ca for more great summer reads. That's tdsummerreadingclub.ca. Minnow, The Girl Who Became Part Fish by Willie Pohl and Bailey Macabre. Growing Home by Beth Ferry and the Fan Brothers. Barnacle Bay by Jaina Curl. Making a Splash, How Humans Consume, Control, and Care for Water by Colleen Nelson and Sophie Dubay. Producer's note. To the left, there are pictures of the covers of all four books. Text. Read your way. Reading is awesome no matter how you do it. Ask library staff for help finding audiobooks and ebooks, or find a selection of accessible books at celalibrary.ca. That's CELALIBRARY.ca. Producer's note. A young boy with spiky black hair reads on a smartphone. The boy wears a pink and blue striped collared shirt, green shorts, and red shoes. The boy also has a metal prosthetic left leg. On the back of the smartphone is the letter S. Text. Summer Reading Adventures. Producer's note. There is a small square space for you to place the TDSRC logo sticker. Text. Use these pages in any way you like. Here are a few ideas. List books or other material that you've read or listened to. Draw pictures inspired by books and note fun facts. You can place a few stickers along the pages, too. Producer's note. There is blank space on this page that you can fill in any way you like. At the bottom corner of the page, there is another square space for you to place a TDSRC logo sticker. Text. Beluga whales can be a rare sight. Which of these Canadian cities will give you a good chance of seeing a beluga in the wild? A. Marsh Lake, Yukon. B. Halifax, Nova Scotia. Or C. Churchill, Manitoba. Producer's note. There is an illustration of a beluga whale underwater. The beluga whale smiles at the smartphone it holds in its fin as it takes a selfie. Above the beluga whale is the letter R. There is blank space on this page that you can fill in with anything you want. Text. Answer? Churchill, Manitoba. You're stuck on a deserted island. What three books are you bringing with you? Producer's note. This page has lots of blank space for you to use for anything you want. At the bottom of the page, there's a drawing of a young girl with pink hair and light blue streaks who wears a black and blue wetsuit as she surfs a wave on a yellow surfboard. The girl has green hearing aids on both her left and right ears. On the middle of the surfboard is a big letter H. Text. Did you try an online activity or a book on our recommended reads list? Rate it out of 5 stars below and share what you liked best. Producer's note. There are 5 white starfish in a row that can be colored in. There is also blank space on this page for you to write about an online activity or a book from the recommended reads. Text. Ready to take a deep dive? Check out these challenges, try out some fun activities, and mark boxes off with your stickers. Find the challenges here. Producer's note. There is a QR code on this page that takes you to the Summer Reading Club About page at tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/2026. That's tdsummerreadingclub.ca/about-the-club/2026. Text. Bravo! Producer's note. The back cover of this notebook features a game board drawn with 10 squares that has challenges and activities to do over the course of the Summer Reading Club. The board is illustrated on top of an underwater scene of a fully suited deep-sea diver exploring a sunken ship in the depths of the ocean. In the background, there are various silhouettes of different sea creatures, like a vampire octopus, a goblin shark, an anglerfish, and a large jellyfish. The diver stands in the distance as 2 fish approach. 4 giant octopus arms come from off the page and reach toward the diver. At the starting point, square 1, silhouetted sharks surround the bottom of a boat that floats at the surface. The path of the challenge squares follows the diver's airline as it weaves from the boat at the surface of the water all the way down to where the diver walks on the seafloor. The challenge squares, from start to finish, are as follows. Square 1. Try it. Read or listen to the TDSRC webcomic. Square 2. Challenge 1. Walk your rainbow. Square 3. Try it. Watch a video by a TDSRC creator. Square 4. Challenge 2. Fold a pirate's hat. Square 5. Try it. Review a book you've read. Square 6. Try it. Recommend a book to a friend. Square 7. Challenge 3. Make seaweed dance. Square 8. Try it. Share a joke. Square 9. Try it. Complete a story ending. Square 10. Challenge 4. Build a mini water cycle. Below the path of challenge squares, at the bottom of the ocean, among the blue and green corals, sits the shell of a giant clam. Sitting inside the shell's open mouth is a huge shimmering white pearl. Behind the pearl, there's a scroll that reads, "Bravo!" with a golden certificate seal of an axolotl wearing a crown on its head. On this scroll, there are 3 black lines. The first line is for filling out your name. The second line is for the signature of a witness that confirms you completed the challenges. And the third line is for filling in the date. Text. This concludes the TD Summer Reading Club 2026 School Age Notebook.